This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
Remember when Sean Combs did that whole apology video? I'm so sad that I did this. I was in the lowest place in my life. There's no excuses for that behavior. Well, guess what? He has excuses now. Surprise. CNN edited the video. They took it out of context. There's no way to take that out of context. What?
Oh my God.
So it's like, what? I threw the vase before I beat the shit out of her on the floor, and you put it the other way. What are you arguing there, diddler? From your,
wow.
You have another ham sandwich. Enjoy. It's not ham, by the way.
Right.
We're not going to tell you what it is, though. It's Luigi Mangione's foot with a side of his sauce from his porn
his videos.
Special.
We won't go into that.
Luigi special sauce on ham. Enjoy, diddler. The footage is brutal. We will take a look at it again here in a second. But Diddy is now arguing that the footage was edited, and there's some surprisingly asinine accusations, if true, would be shocking of CNN. Keep in mind, all of these accusations are coming from Diddy's attorneys. And if history is any lesson to us, Diddy's attorneys are full of shit.
True story there, right?
They are doing their job, and they can say anything they want, for the most part. It's a court of public opinion at this moment in time, not the actual courtroom. So they can make all sorts of claims. They're already saying that all these claims are lies and he'll be vindicated and this or that. So they could say, you know, he's Teen Wolf, and on the weekends he couldn't have done these things because he was in the forest being a wolf. It's what he does. You know, they can say anything. So keep that in mind. Of course, the footage is brutal. There's no way around it. The grainy hotel surveillance from 2016 that we've all seen shows Diddy Combs physically assaulting his ex-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, in a hallway at an Intercontinental hotel. It's not a rumor. It's not hearsay. It's right there in black and white. And when CNN obtained the video and aired it, the world saw something Diddy had spent years denying. His response, again, that instant apology. Oh, I'm just so... Which he then deleted, I think, probably at the advice of his attorneys. He called it inexcusable, saying he was truly sorry. End of story, right? No. Because now, Combs and his legal team are trying to cry foul about the video of him beating the shit out of his girlfriend. And what are they saying is wrong about it? They're claiming it was altered. Now, it's not like altered in the way of like they superimposed Sean Diddy Combs and had an AI version of him beating the hell out of Cassie Ventura. No, they're more so arguing the edited order of the clip. And,
but the content's still the same.
Yeah. They've filed a letter with prosecutors arguing that CNN substantially altered the footage, covering the timestamp, changing the sequence and speeding it up to make his actions look worse. You know what? It probably makes them look better if it's sped up because it looks like it goes a little quicker. If you went slower with that, it might look a little worse, quite honestly, because you have more time, not just 42 seconds of him beating her. If we're going in real time, maybe we get like a minute 30. I don't know. It doesn't honestly look that sped up to me. I look at videos all day. There's nothing in that video that makes me go, sped up? There's actions. People do not look natural in a sped up video, no matter how hard you try. It's like, okay, let's go in slow motion. And you know, they're faking it. Just like, let's go really fast. No. The letter obtained by the Mirror US insists the video is misleading and should be thrown out. The implication is clear. If they can make the tape look unreliable, they can cast doubt on the entire case. And your answer to that is, well, give them the raw, unedited video. You don't have to see the one that we aired on television. Fine. Here's the completely raw, the whole damn thing. We just kind of clipped to the main parts, and that's what you do. There's nothing else. If it's just a hallway video of nobody in it, you're not going to show that. You're going to show the parts that there's something going on that pertain. CNN, for its part, is having none of it. A spokesman flatly denied the allegation, stating that CNN never altered the video and did not destroy the original copy of the footage, which was retained by the source. The Diddy camp is claiming that CNN destroyed the original video. See, this is how they can just make things up. Go to the court, say, well, they destroyed the original. CNN's like, no, we got it right here if you want it. So that's not going to work for you, diddler. Sorry, that one doesn't work either. They also pointed out that the network aired the story months before Combs was even arrested, suggesting there's no grand conspiracy here, just an undeniable piece of evidence that doesn't do Diddy any favors. Cassie's attorney, Douglas Wigdor, had a response of his own, and he didn't mince words. He called Combs' argument disingenuous and said it's nothing more than an attempt to keep disgusting evidence out of court. He added that he is confident that the video fairly and accurately represents what happened and that Combs will be held accountable for his actions. Yes. The stakes are enormous. The lawsuit Cassie filed in November of 23, which was quickly settled, already painted the damning picture of their relationship. She accused Combs of years of physical and sexual abuse. And though he initially denied the claims, then the video played and it's like, oh God, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have done that. Mommy, come hug me. And of course, mom came over and did after she got done with one of her alleged sex parties. Oh, wait, that was years ago.
Yeah, that was
a long time ago. I don't think she's having those anymore. At least I hope not. Be weird. Although, you know, you hear a lot about STDs being really, really prevalent in senior homes.
Oh, dude, I haven't had anything to eat yet today, and I think you just ruined my appetite. Thanks for that. Wow.
Just think of that. Think of like going and visiting your great grandmother in the old home. Back
my mom
in the day.
Lives near the villages. I don't even want to think of that.
My great grandmother was in a place called the Lutheran home, and it was, it was a old folks home, or it wasn't a retirement home. It was a, like elder care facility, like where you go to die eventually. Maybe they weren't as active back in the 80s. I think a lot of them really would have had a hard time doing a whole lot, but today, I mean, I guess it's quite a thing.
Hey, we've all been taking omega 3s and 6s. Our joints are going to be in great shape when we hit the home.
Our joints are going to be there, and everybody's got a pill to make it work.
Oh, God. See, that's the difference.
That is. Back then, there was none of that. It was just go over in this corner. We're going to wheel you out in the hall, and you're going to drool. And then when children walk by, you're going to be like, ah! And the kids are like, what the fuck? And then you traumatize and scar those kids for the rest of their lives. That's most children of the 80s. And I'm not trying to make fun, but that's like what it was like.
It was.
It's not like it is today.
Visiting my grandmother in the nursing home. That's exactly what it was like. We walked down the hall toward her room and she'd just be sitting outside of it, staring at the wall.
Yeah, it was horrible. And I mean, it was really
it's not like that now.
No, you look at that, the way that they treated them back then. It was like, oh my God, it was just like horrible. Countdown to death. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people though who were like traumatized going to nursing homes when they were kids, like in the 70s and 80s.
Self-included. Yeah. Holy crap. Uh-uh. I hated it when my dad we need to go see grandma. Do we?
Yeah.
I mean, I would make him get me ice cream afterwards because it was so traumatic. It wasn't just that you're seeing an old person. It was because it was like walking through a mortuary because they weren't doing anything with the elderly people to, sustain them. It was just wheel them out in the hall.
That was the bribe to go see Grant. That and bingo. I didn't mind. I don't have a whole lot of traumatization from going myself. I actually had fairly good memories seeing my great grandma. We would play bingo and I'd win like an orange or a dime or something. You know, you walk away.
Big deal back then.
You make a dime. And I could use it in the gumball machine on the way out because it took dimes. I remember these details, but I couldn't tell you what I did yesterday. And then the ice cream cups, the styrofoam and you just take the lid off thing. And then you eat it with a piece of wood.
Yeah.
Because you don't get spoons anymore when you're old. Oh, it's like, here's something a little better than a toothpick. yeah.
We digress.
So, anyway, getting off on the sexual forays of Diddy's mom, allegedly. Let's peel this back a little bit or walk this back. Of course, Combs' legal team is doing what any defense team would do, throwing everything at the wall to see what sticks. Their letter claims CNN purchased the only known copy of the hotel surveillance footage, uploaded the footage into a free editing software, altered the video, and then destroyed the original footage.
Wait a minute, CNN.
I don't think they're uploading using free. I don't think they're using free editing software. We don't use free editing software.
No. You're talking about CNN, a reputable news agency, just going onto the internet and grabbing whatever they can. Really? That's rich, man.
That sounds like CNN to me. Just using whatever they can get, their big budget cuts. Although you'd be surprised, you know? I mean, fuck, look at some radio stations and the stuff that they have where it's like, really? You have this? I mean, I look at that now and I'm like, we have much better equipment in this company than we ever had at actual radio stations. Yeah. And the allegation goes that they destroyed the original footage. That's the allegation. CNN says BS. Now they plan to file a motion regarding the video and disclose subpoenaed materials to the government. But here's the thing. If the tape was doctored, why hasn't Combs' team produced another version? Well, probably because they don't have it. If CNN truly manipulated the video, wouldn't the hotel itself have a backup? No, probably not, considering it was all those years ago and they were paid allegedly like $50,000 for it, or somebody was. Instead, the argument relies on speculation and an attempt to muddy the waters, and that's really all this is, to make people question their own eyes, saying it was altered. Well, it was altered. And then people start thinking without ever really understanding the context of what that means. There's all that AI stuff now, and it must be. You know, it's the same thing, and I've been saying this a little bit on this show last week. You know, all these lawsuits that are coming out against Diddy, there's, you know, one after another, there's all these civil cases, you know, the federal one, look, he's not going to dodge that. They have what they need. And they're going to bring it, but public opinion is the only court, if you will, the court of public opinion is the only place that he can win anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you win when you just have lawsuit after lawsuit coming at you that really looks absolutely horrible? Well, you got to create doubt in those lawsuits. You got to make it look like, wait a second here. Now, inevitably, there's going to be some when you are being sued by like 100 people that some are probably going to be bunk and there's really nothing to them. And you can find those maybe and make big deals out of them. Or if you're having difficulty finding those, you could set up someone to sue you with really egregious claims. Really, really, like add a bunch of other famous people into it. The ones that will really get the headlines. The ones that everybody's going to look at and go, what? And then you do a little bit of digging. And then the people that are also accused in these lawsuits come out and go, I wasn't even famous then. There's no way I was hanging with Diddy. I was in my mom's basement, or I was in another part of the country. Here's how I can prove that. So they fall apart immediately. And then it looks like, see, look, these lawsuits that people are firing are all frivolous. These look how insane these are. What makes you think all these other ones aren't too? That's what I think is happening. I think he's suing himself. I think he's setting, I don't know who, where, how, what, why. I don't know if it's the attorney. I don't know if it's the victim, quote unquote. I don't know, but I think there's something going on here because I think that's the only legal maneuver that he has to try and gain public opinion in his favor and hopefully get some of these lawsuits to either tamper down or fall away or settle or just disappear, is if you make the public believe that most of them are fake. And you do that by going out and putting egregious allegations out there, debunking them. And then the rest of the society that doesn't really pay attention to much goes, oh my, yeah, those are all, but they proved those are wrong, right? Nah, not all 100 of them. They didn't. Couple. But the question is, are those just egregious lawsuits that are easy to debunk because they're just stupid lawsuits? I mean, the woman who brought this lawsuit against Diddy, or the attorney, already is being sued by Diddy for a different lawsuit for defamation. So we're doubling down on this one over here. And we're bringing this other case, and I'm talking about the one with the police officer and the comedian and the NFL quarter player and all that stuff. With the same attorney, is you're being sued for defamation, you're going to bring another one that's even more easily disproven. And by the way, if you're an attorney, you do need to do some vetting on your cases. You have to. It's like the law. It's the rules of this. Because if you keep bringing frivolous lawsuits, you eventually will have consequences. Now, I don't know if that's what's happening, but I do think something of that nature is. I just don't know who or what, but I think Diddy is behind. This is I think some of these extreme lawsuits are the work of him.
It feels that way, doesn't it? Now that you put it like that, that could be a strategy.
It involves people. And conspiracies are hard because you have to have everybody on the same page. But what I'm guessing, again, just my guessing on this, on the back end, somewhere, someone is making some money to do this. And attorney fees, whatever is going to happen here, being paid, and then something else on the backside. Whether Diddy's doing it, or here's another thought on it. Mom. Maybe Diddy's not even aware that this is happening, but somebody is putting out frivolous lawsuits because they also know that the strategy would possibly work. I don't know. Or someone in the circle. Someone in the circle that believes he is innocent or just believes that, he's him. He can do whatever he wants. And doesn't see anything wrong with the behavior. That's what I think's happening. Because notice the only ones that have like really been blown up and discredited are ones that have been very fantastical and involved other people than just Diddy.
Right.
The Jay-Z one, this other one that's getting blown up right now with the alleged officer that went to a different state, kidnapped people, shut down an investigation in a jurisdiction he has no authority over. it's insane. And he wasn't even in the state. It's like 500 miles away at the time when this happened.
But it was still out there, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it was filed. You can file it. Doesn't mean it's going to go anywhere. I think they're setting them up not to succeed. They're setting them up to fail. They're setting them up to get thrown out. They're setting them out to be debunked. It's a good move. I'll give them that. It's a good move. But I think if we pay a little bit of attention, we can catch it before it gets too far out there. And that's my conspiracy theory on Diddy. Again, I don't know. I'm not saying that the attorney's bad or the person who's claiming to be the victim. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. But I think there's something happening.
You might be right.
At the end of the day, the tape exists. So there's that. And if CNN has it, which they said they do, it can be brought into evidence here. And I'm sure it will if it's not already. I'm sure the government has it. Quite honestly, I'm sure they have an original copy. And even if they don't have the original copy, what's on there, whether it's sped up or not, doesn't change anything. Let's watch the video one more time, just because we all just want to see this horrible video.
Trigger warning too. It's a bad video.
This is the original, or what CNN presented. Let's take a look.
The woman on the.
So there she is. There's Cassie in the stairwell and pressing the elevator button. And here comes Diddy running down the hall wearing just a towel into the elevator bay, comes around the corner and smashes her on the head, pulls her to the ground, kicks her in the back, kicks her again on the back while she's down, grabs her bag, rips her from the arm up and starts dragging her down the hallway. She's then seen looking to be back at the elevator bank for a moment. He's at the end of the hall in the towel by himself, takes a vase and chucks it down the hall. Now, I don't care what order you put that in. It's the same thing. I don't care if you slowed it up, sped it down, or slowed it up, slowed it down or sped it up. It doesn't make a damn bit of difference. This is what he did. He's even admitted to doing it. So there you go. And just how repulsive is it that someone like this is literally trying to gain traction on a video that depicts him physically abusing a woman?
Yeah.
What? That to me just shows how out of touch Diddy is from anything. That somehow he thinks this is going to be a good maneuver. I think they have no clue what the hell they're doing in terms of arguing Diddy's innocence. And the fact that they're making ridiculous claims like CNN destroyed the video. Why the hell would they destroy the video? That makes zero sense.
Yeah.
They'd have that thing in a safe. They'd have a guard by it. You know, right after they're done downloading free editing software to save a buck. That's how they can afford the security guard for it. Again, more crazy claims out of Diddy Land, and I'm sure there'll be more to come.
Want to stay on top of the latest true crime cases? Press subscribe now and never miss a breaking update from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. The Smiths thought they found the perfect babysitter. Sweet, responsible, a glowing recommendation from the neighbors. She had a way with kids. Calm, patient, always smiling. But what the Smiths didn't know was that their perfect babysitter had been using that same glowing reputation to slip in and out of homes for years, quietly collecting little trophies from every house she entered. Bracelets, photos, sometimes something even more disturbing. If only they had known. If only they had heard the exact type of case like this, broken down on Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. If they had only subscribed to True Crime Today, Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, they could have listened ad-free before everyone else and caught on to the signs before it was too late. Instead, let's just say they're in desperate need of a new babysitter and some therapy. Subscribe now to True Crime Today, Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts.